I be that girl. Then you came and rocked my world. Never thought I'd be that girl. Then you fucked up my world. Ain't nobody love me. Nobody love me.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I am here with, who do you think? Emma!
Hello, hello!
She's over here laughing because we're literally so tired. I'm pretty sure we may actually pass out on the mics.
I'm just really delirious, so everything that you're going to say is
It's going to be so funny. This is going to be a great show because all you're going to hear is us laughing over the dumbest things because we don't know what's going on. We're so tired. Wait, why are you tired?
A long day. We were in the city.
True.
This morning and just walking around and we went to the gym. So
true.
I don't know. That's the most exercise I've gotten all week. So, yeah.
I was up at 7:30. So that was quite...
Yeah, no.
A trip, no, man.
I don't think I've been awake at that time this whole year.
Yeah, it was too early, honestly. I tweeted, I was like, not today, Satan. This is too much. Too much at too early. Okay, so basically, you're listening to me on a Wednesday because last Friday, someone took my slot and I couldn't do my show. And I was so upset because I had a lot of good articles ready. So I had to push my show to today, right now, Wednesday, 6 to 7. Same time, different day. But just because there was a couple, you know, mishaps and someone ended up in my slot on Friday from 6 to 7. So I'm doing my show today, Wednesday, from 6 to 7. The Hollywood Glitz is back, people. Back
yes.
And better than ever.
Sorry to those I'm who like got screaming really into this. Angry.
Wait, what?
Sorry to those who got really angry. Jacob.
No, I heard about that. That was so funny. I was
angry.
Cracking up.
He's
shout out to Jacob.
All I want to listen to is DJ Diamond with the Hollywood Glitz.
That is too funny. Okay, so for my first article, we're going to kick it off with, I'm going to start off with the Kardashians for this segment just because there was a lot of things that happened with them in the news this last week. You know, actually last week when I was supposed to do my show. So I don't know if any of you heard, but Cocktails with Khloe was canceled. And I'm not kidding. I was really devastated. As all of you probably know, I don't know who I told first. All I know is that I found it on the internet and I was like, this must be a prank, like April Fool's, like a late April Fool's joke. Like, just kidding. Because Cocktails with Khloe had just been assigned 15 more episodes past its end date. So I was really, when I saw this article, I was so confused. I was like, joke, LOL. So no, it's not a joke. It is going to be canceled and I'm really sad. But even though it's going to be canceled, Khloe's been taping this new show called Revenge Body. And honestly, I haven't heard anything about Revenge Body. I don't know what it's about. I mean, I don't know if it's like workout stuff that she discusses, but every time she posts on Instagram that she's filming another segment for Revenge Body, she's always dressed up. So I don't think it would be anything. I feel like maybe it's a new talk show about workouts.
Maybe. I don't know. She's a really good speaker.
She is.
Motivator. So it might be just a little bit of everything.
She is. So this article starts out with, bye-bye, Cocktails with Khloe. Less than 3 months after its debut, Khloe Kardashian's first talk show has been canceled. The show will end its run on Wednesday, April 20th, which I want to say is next week. Is that next week?
Yeah.
Let me check. Let me pull up my handy-dandy calendar. Yeah, it's next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's been canceled and it's set to end next Wednesday on April 20th after only 14 episodes. While the show may be donezo, Chloe made plenty of headlines along the way for her candid confessions. Because, as you know, Chloe is very candid. She's very unfiltered, outspoken. She just says, she says it how it is. She tells it like it is. And she doesn't really...
Sounds like someone. Alyssa.
Alyssa.
no wonder you love her so much.
I know. I mean, she is very... I feel like she's more unfiltered and outspoken than I am, though. I feel like she kind of just... She's very blunt. I'm not... I don't feel like I'm very blunt.
No, you're not very blunt. You kind of think about what you say.
I do. I do sometimes process, believe it or not, people. For those of you who are listening who are friends with me, I actually do process what I say or what I want to say, you know, before I say it.
Chloe just comes out.
She
kind of
just says it. But I feel like when she says things, she says it very eloquently. And it may be harsh, but
like, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Not, I mean, it may come off rude, but it's not ignorant. Mm-hmm. I feel like she is very intelligent and she knows how to speak properly and she's very eloquent when she speaks. So you know what? You go, Chloe.
That's why I'm surprised Cocktails with Chloe is canceled.
I know. I really like that show. Did you watch any episodes?
No.
I really liked it.
But I saw like little bits and pieces here and there.
She would always like Insta her outfit of the episode. And the one outfit that I am dying over is the one that I want to say it airs tonight, where she's in that little green dress with the super long like blonde extensions. Ooh. With the half bun. And she looks so cute. I cried. I was like, yes, Chloe. But some of the things... this article goes on to say, you know, the most candid confessions that she's made on the show, even though it hasn't ended yet. So like there's five of them. It says here are five of the biggest revelations from Cocktails with Chloe. Five, she's never been with a white guy. I mean, that's not really shocking. Has any of that family been with a white guy? No. Courtney's been with a white guy.
Yeah.
Kendall's been with a white guy.
What about Kim?
Ray J, then the football player. Oh crap! What's his name?
No, the one she married.
That's Kanye.
No, the one before that.
Chris Humphries. Yeah, he's half black.
No way.
Yeah, his dad's black. His mom's white.
What the heck? Yeah.
So she dated Ray J, which was how you know she all became famous. We all know that. And then she dated Reggie Bush, who was an NFL player for the Saints. And then she dated Chris Humphries, who she married for, 72 days, divorced him.
My mind is blown. He's
and then she married
black?
Kanye. Yeah, he's half black.
That's awesome. Like,
I thought you were going to say that's awkward. I was like, no. Well, I mean, if you want to say it's awkward. But yeah, so Kim's been with all black guys. Heck? Chloe, I mean, it was funny because on this last episode that I watched with Pauly Shore, who I don't know if any of you guys watched that. I don't know if you guys watch Cocktails with Chloe, but I do. And this last episode with Pauly Shore was honestly the most annoying episode I've ever watched. Honestly, I don't say I hate people, but I strongly dislike Pauly Shore because he took over the entire show. It was, I'm not even kidding. At the end of the show, when they were closing the segment, Chloe literally thanked Pauly. So she goes, you know, thank you to all my guests who were able to come onto the show today. And I want to thank Pauly Shore, who is a comedian, for co-hosting. And I'm not kidding. The entire show was him interrupting Chloe and asking just, to me, rude questions. Like, he literally asked, so has any of your family ever, you know, been with any, like, what's up with your family and black guys? And I'm like, are you for real right now? I'm like, you know, and she literally said, I like what I like. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like that question's kind of out of line. Like, who, I was told by other people that comedians, you know, those who are kind of out there and out of pocket, you know, they will go and ask the questions that no one else wants to ask. But I mean, I don't know. It's like when you're used to seeing that family be with black guys, like, I don't question them being with black guys. Like, they just like that. Like, who cares? But yeah, so she stated that she's never been with a white guy. And then goes on to say during one episode, guest Pauly Shore began grilling her about her dating life and why she only dates black men.
Who cares? I've only dated Mexicans. Everyone has types.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, you like what you like.
Yeah. She literally said that. She's like, I like what I like, and I don't understand what you can't get about that. Like, who cares? To me, who cares? Who flipping cares? I don't care.
Yeah.
So, and then the fourth one. So this fourth little revelation that's on here has not happened yet, at least when I've been watching, because this is this is according to the last episode, which is to air next week. But it goes on to say she never engaged in a heated fight with Rob Kardashian's fiance, Blac Chyna, who, you know, spoiler alert, they are engaged, apparently. Quite odd, but it's okay. She goes on to say, it's like a soap opera episode, so it sounds very dramatic, which it is, Chloe admitted. I actually haven't seen Chyna in a few years, but her and I did not get into a fight, but I do love a good fight. And I felt like when she said, but I do love a good fight, she was hinting at the fact that she was ready to rumble with the whole Rob being engaged to Blac Chyna because... You okay over there?
Mm-hmm. Sorry. So sorry.
I'm like, you okay? Because... As I don't know if any of you have seen through, you know, social media, that none of the Kardashians, besides, I want to say Kanye, who is, you know, technically not a Kardashian, have not acknowledged Rob's engagement to Blac Chyna. So I thought that was kind of funny. Number three, Khloé has some seriously kinky fetishes. During a chat with guest Carmen Electra, who, you know, is a little bit out there, she let us in on her bedroom behavior. I have a rhinestone whip by my bed. So.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Not only is it a whip, but it's
rhinestone. That's the way to go, though. Number two, while everyone is obsessing over FX's hit series, The People versus OJ Simpson, Khloé opted not to watch, even though her late father, Robert Kardashian, who was a part of Simpson's defense team, is portrayed in the show. She was quoted, I think I'm a little more sensitive to it because he was... I just like totally tripped on my words. I'm like reading this article and my eyes are tripping out because I'm so tired. You guys, you gotta cut us some slack. We're delusional at this point. She goes on to say, I think I'm a little more sensitive to it because he was my uncle OJ, she shared. I was also just afraid of how they would portray my dad, and I hear David Schwimmer did a phenomenal job and they play him really true to form, so I'm grateful for that, which is really nice. I mean, yeah. I've only heard good things about that show.
Yeah, so Jacob and Sam actually watch it every Tuesday night.
They do?
Yeah, they have like, do they a like date it? Night. Yeah, they love it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but I've heard it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a couple things are a little bit exaggerated through articles that Khloé and Kim have, you know, been quoted in. They say that some things have been exaggerated, but I heard it's pretty good overall.
Same.
Number one was Khloé tried IVF in an attempt to save her marriage with Lamar Odom. At the time, I was like, gotta have a baby. That's all I wanted at the time, she said. And I thought maybe it would fix the situation. That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of, she's probably glad that she didn't.
Oh, for sure.
Because of what's happened.
For
sure. Relationship. So everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. That's so sad. She thought like having, to me, it makes me feel sad in the sense that it's like she felt that if she had a child, it would fix the situation and mend something that was already broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, a child is a great gift, but it's like, I feel like I wouldn't want to bring a child into that kind of a situation.
Right.
You know?
And babies don't fix problems that were
I feel like they created. Create them.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Well, I mean, they're crying all the time. They're annoying little potatoes.
They're annoying little potatoes. No, I feel like bringing a child into that situation just makes it worse.
I agree.
It's a bad environment to be raised in.
I agree. The article, this is a different article. I'm kind of going off of two articles right now, but it's, you know, the title of this other one is FYI, which is the network cancels Cocktails with Khloé. I'm sorry, I'm like sniffly. I'm like a little stuffed up. My allergies are acting up. I hate springtime. It says FYI has pulled the plug on Khloé Kardashian's primetime talk show, with the final episode set to air obviously next week. The final episode of the series will feature special guests from Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, John Legend, and Chrissy Teigen. I think that'll be interesting. I know Kanye and Kim are really good friends with John and Chrissy, but you know, Kanye is very out of pocket, as you know, all my listeners should know, and they obviously know how I feel about him. How do you feel? Have I talked to you? I feel like, okay, so like with Katie and mm-hmm. Jasmine, I discussed you know, my feelings towards Kanye West. Have I discussed my feelings towards Kanye West with you?
You have not.
All right, let's get a rewind right now. Okay, so Kanye West, to me, I think he is a great artist. I think he pushes limits, and I think he's a great designer too. He has a very successful clothing brand, and I think he pushes limits with that too. However, I think sometimes the limits are pushed too far, and I feel like he kind of gets little digs in there, aka towards Taylor Swift. I mean, I've been listening to the Kanye West album, this new one that was released off of Tidal finally. It was, you know, now it's now on Pandora and SoundCloud. But one of the song Famous, you know, I don't know if I've been in the room when, or if you've been in the room when I've been listening to it, but one of the lyrics is like, I've made that bee famous.
Yeah.
I just, something about like just having sex with Taylor because I made that bee famous. Yeah. So I think that's where he goes too far. I think he's kind of a butthead, to keep it clean on the air. But I think he is very talented and gifted in the sense that he, you know, he makes a lot of money, so he has to be doing something right. But I just feel like he's kind of a butthead.
He's definitely not a humble person.
No. And I don't like that. I like people.
It takes away some respect.
Yeah, I agree. Him. But I don't know. How do you, is that all you feel
about Kanye? I definitely, I'm like on the same boat as you, where he's a great artist and designer and everything, but just his attitude and behavior and the way he holds himself above everyone else, it's just, it takes away some respect I have for him, and I don't want to buy anything that he sells.
Really? Because, not even the Yeezys?
Okay.
I really want to buy the Yeezys.
I know.
There's no, actually, I heard through, I want to say, well, social media, that Kanye is actually trying to lower the prices of his Yeezys, which would be great because, you know, even though I think he's a little bit of a butthead, I really want a pair, and I would like the all black pair, no white, all black. Thank you.
No, I want the all black ones too.
But they have some cute pink ones, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, oh, those are cute too.
Yeah. Great designer. I just wish his attitude was more humbling and like,
yes,
respectful. I don't know.
One, there's like, okay, I don't know how many of you use Tumblr, but there's like this GIF, which is like one of those moving pictures for those of you who don't know. And it's of Kanye like getting into his little Lamborghini, you know, at what, 5 a.m. And one of the paparazzis is like, good morning, Kanye. And Kanye goes, shut the up. And I'm like, he only said good morning. Like, oh my God. I would laugh so much. Okay, I don't know. For those of you who don't know, I can't do my normal laugh because I laugh so loud I'll literally break the speakers in this radio station. But it is so funny. They're like, good morning, Kanye. He's like, shut the f*** up.
That would be something he'd say.
It's so,
and to me, that's just so unnecessary.
I know. Like,
it was, he really doesn't care morning. Whether people like him or not.
Nope. And
he knows he's a great designer and a great artist. He's just cocky. What I don't like about him.
I know. God, guys who are cocky. Ugh. Done.
Yeah, donezo with that one.
The article goes on to say that FYI and Pilgrim Media Group associate everyone's great work on the series and are pleased that the show brought new viewers and significant numbers to FYI's linear and digital platforms. We are grateful to have had the opportunity to work with Chloe and thank her for her hard work and unique voice that she brought to the series. And I totally think she has a unique voice. I think she brings new light, and she had great advice on that show, honestly. Whenever it would kind of get a little bit deeper, because, you know, they are drinking, they kind of get a little deep. Unlike us college kids, you know, we get crazy. They get, you know, I feel like adults get deep when they drink. So on some of the deeper topics, she was always really sweet to her guests on things. Like, I remember one of the women who she had, she was a singer and I totally forgot her name. She ended up crying because she was talking about her autistic son, and she ended up crying, and Chloe's like, you know what, be grateful for what you have. God gives you this problem because he knows you can handle it. And I was like, you know what, I'm like trying to wipe my tears away. I'm like, you know what, Chloe, you go, Chloe. But you know, it then says, you know, the decision was shocking because 2 months after FYI gave the primetime talk show an order for 15 additional episodes on top of the original 8-episode order Cocktails had received back in July 2015 was when it was all of a sudden just donezo. Like, they just ended it. And I don't know. I kind of want to know why. I feel like Chloe canceled it. Like, she didn't want to do it anymore for, like, some specific reason. And mm-hmm. she won't say why. And I really want to know why. But no one, it just says that it was canceled. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But they were hour-long episodes. And I thoroughly enjoyed them. I really liked, I'm trying to think of my favorite episode. I feel like my favorite episode is going to be the finale when Kanye, Kim, John, and Chrissy come in.
Oh, God.
I know. Emma's like rolling her eyes at me right now. Emma has made herself completely comfortable in the studio right now. She's, first of all, she's in what's supposed to be my chair, but I was totally okay with giving it to her. And she has her feet on another chair, and she's like perched back talking. Like, this is so.
Resting my head.
She is having the time of her life right now. And then there's me, you know, a little sniffly DJ Diamond.
It's okay.
I know.
We're trying to be famous.
I'm like,
so we got to do what we got
to
do.
We're trying to be famous. That makes me laugh. I'm not kidding. My mom texted me last night. I was in a group chat with my mom and my brother. And my mom's like, so, you know, I think that you, because I got an email from Stu, actually. Stu. I got an email from him saying, you know, that he's doing, there's this summer internship for, what was it? Crap, I forgot the name of the baseball team. It's the Marin baseball team. I can't think of the name of it, though. The Pacific baseball team here in Marin. And you can intern and basically broadcast, kind of get some in, you know, front of camera, you know, experience, action. Which I would love. For those of you who listen to me, you know that I am a camera hog.
Yeah, I was going to say something else, but that was inappropriate.
I'm a camera hog. And so my mom was texting me, and she was like, I really think you should do it. Kind of get into, like, sports broadcasting, because I really love sports. I played softball all the way up to my freshman year of high school, and then some things kind of got slippery, and I had to stop playing. But I took up volleyball. Things got slippery there. Didn't play my senior year. I feel bad that I quit softball for it, but, you know, it's okay. Anyway. Did you know anyways wasn't a word?
Yes, Stu told me that.
Okay, yeah. I just caught myself. I was like, shoot. Yeah. I'm like, so for those of you listening, anyways with an S is not a word.
That class just made me super picky when people speak to me. Like, not picky, but it makes me correct people more.
I agree.
And it annoys me because it annoys them. Thanks a lot, Stu.
Stu. Okay. So what was I saying?
Baseball internship.
So basically, I could, you know, practice broadcasting, get front of camera experience. And my mom's texting me in this group chat with my brother, and she's going, yeah, I think you should do it because I really want you. My mom goes, I really want you to do sports broadcasting. And I was like, oh, so you really want me to do it? You know, thanks, Mom. But, you know, I really enjoy sports, so I would love to get into sports broadcasting. But I text her back, and I'm like, Mom, I'm not doing sports broadcasting. I'm going to have my own television show. And she goes, true, but you have to start somewhere, Chloe. And I'm like, oh, I'm not even kidding. My entire family now calls me Chloe because I'm, one, that obsessed with her, and two, trying to get my own television show that bad. So for all of you listeners that are listening right now, when I come out with my own television show, everyone watch it. It's going to be great.
Heck yeah.
Keeping Up with Alyssa Peterson.
I'll be your DJ director. Diamond. I'll be your director and producer.
Oh, yeah. You're good with film, though. If for those of you who don't know, Emma is very good with film. You're a communications major, yes. But your concentration is film.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
My concentration is going to be famous.
Famous.
I don't know how else to put it.
Perfect matchup right there.
Perfect matchup.
Film and famous.
Film and famous. Hi, my name is DJ Diamond. I'm a communications major, and my concentration is famous. They're gonna be like, "All right,
okay."
Okay, so where do you want to go with that? You know, anything that makes you famous. Okay, so we're gonna head to our first break. You are listening. My voice just kind of like cracked right there. Did you hear that? Anyway, we're going to head to our first break. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
I don't make promises, no, I never say forever. Never in a million did I think we'd be together. Really knocked me off my game. Now I guess my mind's been changed. I don't even recognize the person in the mirror. Then you come around and make the whole thing clearer. Damn, you make me act so bad. I know you can feel me on that. Believed in a happy ending. All them fairy tales always knew they were just pretending. Never gonna be like that. Oops, I better take that back.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz, and I'm here with my selfie friend, Emma. Actually, I think she's videoing me. Oh, this is fantastic. All right, so...
Hello, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Welcome to us, because we're back.
Welcome to the Us Show.
Just trying to be famous out
Just
here,
Just trying to be famous. That's going to be my motto. Just trying to be famous. So this next article that I'm going to dive right into is Amy Schumer to Glamour Magazine. I'm not a plus size woman. How do you feel about Amy Schumer, first of all?
Question is, who's Amy Schumer?
You don't know Amy Schumer?
I probably do by look at this picture. Face, but not by name. I'm not good with names.
Right here.
Oh, okay, for
like
sure.
Like Trainwreck? She was in Trainwreck?
I couldn't get through that movie. I tried watching it.
Are you serious? You didn't like it?
It was too slow in the beginning for me.
Oh my gosh. You're the first person who I've talked to that has said that they didn't like it.
Oh yeah. I don't know. It was just hard to get into it.
I loved it.
I love it.
I love it. Okay. She's so busy like taking selfies, videos. I don't know what you're doing over there.
No, I'm good. I'm golden.
She crossed her arms. I'm golden. So this article obviously talks about, you know, Amy Schumer, and I don't know if any of you guys know Amy Schumer, you know, like Emma, mm-hmm. who had a slight malfunction. Amy Schumer has played in Trainwreck and
Trainwreck.
I'm like, so she's played in Trainwreck.
She's definitely a new actress.
Yeah, she's kind of
She's just getting started. I
She's really funny, though. I think she's really funny. And to me, I don't think she's plus size at all. I mean, if she's... Okay, how I describe it is she's bigger built. I feel like I'm bigger built. She's bigger built. And I don't think she's plus size at all. So, you know what? If anyone thinks she's plus size, then I'm a cow.
In Hollywood, they have just that, that image.
Yeah.
And anyone who's outside of their...
You know, a size 00 is fat.
Basically.
Yeah.
But she's normal size to me. Like, that's an average woman's body.
I feel like her and I... Okay, it's so funny. People have compared me to Amy Schumer and Meghan Trainor. And it's so funny because every time someone... This is how... This is always how the conversation starts. Okay, they go, I want to... Like, you remind me of someone, but I don't want you to get offended. That's always what they say. I don't want you to get offended, but you remind me of Amy Schumer or and or Meghan Trainor. And I look at them and I'm like, how is that offensive?
Yeah.
And they think it's going to be offensive because they're bigger built, and they're going to think that I'm going to take it offensively, and they're gonna, I'm going to be like, oh my God, you call me fat. I'm like, girl, that's not offensive to me.
They're beautiful.
I mean, they're famous.
They're famous.
So, you know what?
That's all that matters, guys. Just become famous.
Just become famous. Like, that's not offensive to me. So, I take it as a compliment because they're both... Well, Meghan Trainor's a singer. Okay, I take a compliment. I like the compliment when they're like, oh, you remind me of Amy Schumer. Because she's really funny.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, oh, sweet. Someone laughs at my jokes. Usually, I feel like I'm talking to a wall. But... Yeah, so Amy Schumer apparently was put in Glamour magazine, and she was, I mean, she didn't, it's so weird, because on the front cover of Glamour, it says, women who inspire us, Melissa McCarthy, who those of you who know is a bigger girl, Adele, who is a bigger girl, Amy Schumer, who's a bigger girl, and Ashley Graham, who is a bigger girl. So that whole... That whole subtitle right there is basically saying those who inspire us, and they're women who are bigger built and are out of, you know, they're not the normal size for those who are in Hollywood. And so she took offense to that. And honestly, I would too. I'm like, what the heck? Like, can I not have some meat on my bones? Can I not eat an In-N-Out cheeseburger once in a while? Jesus Christ.
Can I not? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Can I not make myself sick to my stomach eating everything in sight?
I know. Do I have to eat a salad for every flippin' meal? No, I don't. You know what? Sometimes I want some sugared cereal with whole milk. Okay.
Okay. Speaking of weight, that last Snapchat you posted, Alyssa, no! My belly, I look like freaking Santa Claus.
Oh my gosh, here we go. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. You know what?
Do you want me to delete it? Okay, now we're having like a fight over radio. She's like, you need to take that down right
don't
now.
Don't delete it because, you know, everybody is beautiful. So even Thank though I look like you. Freaking Santa Claus.
Oh my God, she is such an exaggerator. Okay, no. You want to see Santa Claus? You know what? Look over
I
here.
Have a beer belly in that last snap. Not going to lie.
You know what? I'm going onto my cellular device right now. I'm taking it down.
No, don't take it down. It's fine.
No, it's okay. You know what? Delete. It's already gone. Can never get
delete.
Back.
Delete.
No one screenshot it. You're chilling.
Delete, delete, delete.
Delete, delete, delete. So the article goes on to say Amy Schumer would like to clarify that she is not a plus size woman, and the reason has to do with much more than her ego. And you know what? I like that she said... To Glamour, I am not a plus size woman, because she's not. To me, she's not.
She's an average size.
That's a normal
woman.
Yeah, that's a normal body for me. Like, that's how. I mean, I'm not stick thin, but
damn, if I was famous, I would be obese.
No, I know. I feel like honestly, if I was okay, when I become famous, because it is gonna happen, people. You know what? You laugh all you want. When I become famous.
I believe you will. You can do anything you set your mind to, Alyssa.
Aww. Cue like the oohs and ahs.
Aww.
You know, she's not a plus size woman. I feel like everyone who is. It's so weird because like everyone who is in Hollywood is so thin. I feel like honestly, me, like, how am I going to be famous? Like, I feel like everyone who becomes famous is famous because they're thin.
No, you have a sense of humor and you're normal.
Oh.
So, there you go.
Thank you.
And even if you were considered, like not you, but like in general, a woman was considered plus size, it's not a bad thing.
I don't think so at all.
Like, embrace whatever body you have because no one else gets to be you. So flaunt everything you got.
Life advice from Emma.
There you go, peeps.
She's like, I'm out. Deuces.
If you got it, flaunt it. See you next week, peeps.
Bye.
Bye.
So she goes on to say that Glamour magazine featured a recycled interview with the comedian in its new special edition issue dedicated to plus size women. Wow, dedicated? Jesus. Schumer posted the part of the cover with her name on it to Instagram on Tuesday. She's quoted saying, I think there's nothing wrong with being plus size, beautiful, healthy women. She said, plus size is considered size 16 in America. I go between size 6 and 8. At Glamour Mag put me in their plus size only issue without asking or letting me know, and it doesn't feel right to me. Young girls seeing my body type thinking that it is plus size, what are your thoughts? Mine are not cool glamour, not glamorous. And then, you know, it just says, following Schumer's post, the magazine issued a statement of its own. First off, we love Amy and our readers do too, which is why we featured her on the cover of Glamour last year. The cover line on this special edition, which is aimed at women size 12 and up, simply says, women who inspire us, since we believe her passionate and vocal message of body positivity is inspiring, as is the message of the many other women of all sizes featured. The edition did not describe her as plus size. We are sorry if we offended her in any way. Honestly, to me, it doesn't matter if, you know, it was said women who inspire us. To me, I probably would take offense to it too, because all the women listed are bigger built women. So to me, I'm like, women who inspire us, I mean, thank you, but why are these all bigger built women? Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like that kind of sends like the wrong message.
Yeah, what if like a smaller person was inspiring to me?
If they had
like,
put at least one smaller person in that list, I think it would have been fine.
It should have been a more diverse group of women. Yeah, because I feel I like any woman could be inspiring. It just depends on what they stand for. What did I say?
What they stand for?
I said defends. I think I said defends instead of depends.
Here comes the
delirium. I'm going crazy.
Yeah, we're all going crazy over here, peeps.
But it just depends on what they stand for and who they are as a human being.
I agree.
Not their body type. Like, get real, people.
Get flipping real.
Get real.
The next follow-up article I was going to talk about is Jennifer Lawrence says Hollywood needs to, quote, make a new normal body type, at least so I don't feel like the fattest one.
Oh my gosh.
First of all, I love her.
I love her.
She is funny.
No, she's hilarious.
Like in interviews, she's so awkward. She's funny. Which I feel like is me. But I'm not. Well, you're not really awkward. I just kind of am like, hey guys.
Hey guys, what's up?
What's up?
DJ Diamond here.
DJ Diamond.
DJ Diamond.
But yeah, so I don't. Okay, first of all, for those. I just like slapped my knee. That was like the. That like echoed through the studio equipment. It was like. Okay, people are thinking Amy Schumer is plus size, and now they're thinking Jennifer Lawrence is, like, you know, not thin. What? Jennifer Lawrence is so fit.
She's probably the like, ideal body type.
Yes.
For most, lot of women.
Yeah, I would love to have her body because I think she is gorgeous. But it goes on to say that Jennifer Lawrence has been praised for not conforming to traditional, impossibly thin standards of beauty since she stepped into the spotlight. But she says this praise is misplaced. She quotes, I would like us to make a new normal body tape. Did you just hear what I said?
Body tape.
Body tape. Body type. Everybody says we love that there is somebody with a normal body. And I'm like, I don't feel like I have a normal body. I do Pilates every day. I eat, but I work out a lot more than a normal. Can I not talk?
Than a normal person.
Thank you. Here comes the sleep. I'm about to fall asleep. No. Geez, I can't speak tonight. I work it a lot more than a normal person. I think we've gotten so used to underweight that when you are a normal weight, it's like, oh my God, she's curvy, which is crazy. The bare minimum just for me would be to up the ante, she says. At least so I don't feel like the fattest one. Wow. Okay. So if any of you guys understood what I just said, because I can't flip and speak, that was, you know, a great quote from Jennifer Lawrence.
So basically she just wants Hollywood to change their ideal body image.
Ooh, jinx.
Pinch poke. You owe me a Coke.
Pinch poke. You owe me a
Coke.
Oh, no.
You dummy.
Pinch punch, you owe me a lunch.
Oh, there you go.
See, I'm not kidding. I'm about to fall asleep. I'm like, what's going on? What year is it? Who's the president? And then it shows these pictures of her in Harper Bazaar. And she's so pretty. She's like nude. She's wearing this white, bedazzled, beaded kind of skirt. And then she has this little blazer on and nothing under it. But there's like this little bandeau strip that's see-through but has like silver polka dots on it. Emma's taking a look right now.
Oh, that's really cute.
I think it's super cute. I love the outfit. That's I think she has such cute. A good body. I'm so mad that she thinks like that. I feel like in the article kind of basically said that she feels insecure about her body type because of the Hollywood
picture or image.
Mm-hmm. Which is sad because I think she has a rocking bod. I think she's doing great. Lauren's 25 also talks about how she handled the aftermath of the essay she wrote in late 2015 for Lenny, demanding equal pay for women in Hollywood and elsewhere. She is quoted saying, "I had no idea that it was going to blow up like that, and I obviously only absorbed the negative. I didn't pay attention to the positive feedback," she says. "My parents get really upset. They do not like me speaking about anything political because it's hard to see your child take criticism," which I think that's totally understandable.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like any parent, you know, would feel that way. But I don't know. I feel like she has a great body. I don't know why she's insecure. I feel like a lot of girls look up to her. I'm kind of mumbling because I'm like looking at all these cute pictures of her.
It's hard because so many girls look up to her. She tries not to be insecure, I feel like, or she's trying to like make herself seem confident when she's really not, because she's surrounded by all of these women who are smaller than her, but not even. They're just, I don't know, maybe a size off.
Yeah.
Like one size off, really.
Yeah, I agree. I think.
So it's just hard.
Yeah.
Being surrounded by that.
Yeah. I take her as like a sensitive person. Like, although she comes off as she's very intelligent.
Yeah.
Although she comes off as very, you know, nothing phases me, because I feel like girls who have a sense of humor, they try to, you know, come off as things that, you know, a lot of things don't phase them, but I know that they do. And I feel like she comes off as a very sensitive kind of person.
And that's why people like her so much, because she's more relatable in that fact. She's like human. She has these realistic goals and like this realistic mindset, and she's very humble, and I don't know. She can relate to a lot of people, or people can relate to her.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like her.
Yeah, me too.
I think she's gorgeous. So yeah. I don't think she should be insecure. I think I agree with her though on the whole, like, there needs to be a new norm in Hollywood, because I'm not kidding. The only famous people I see are
Kylie Jenner
and Kendall. They're either supermodels, or it's like girls like Kylie Jenner or Chrissy Teigen. They're just really slim. I mean, to me, like Khloe Kardashian, I never considered her fat. I know a lot of people did. And now all those people who considered her fat are now like, oh my gosh, she slays. She's so thin now. And I'm thinking, girl, I always thought she was thin. I thought she was pudgier in the face.
Yeah.
But she's always been like, she's never had like a little tub in her like
stomach.
She's
just bigger built.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier.
But I don't know.
Bigger boned.
I think she's bigger boned, but I think she's skinny.
Yeah. No, so, she's a slim woman. Yeah. She just is a big woman.
She's got a big behind. That's
all I'm
saying.
She's got a big frame.
That is true. But okay, so we're gonna head into the second break. You're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and my BFF Emma. And you're listening to Hollywood Glitz.
What are we listening to, Alyssa? What are we listening to?
We're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You gon' have to do less for you. Some mommy, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Some mommy, you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just. Do you know? Do you know?
know, you know it stinks. You know I'm down for. Ain't gon' act like you ain't bout my door. You know I know, but girl, you know I'm down for. Take the time to find you, I won't hesitate. And take the time to waste, no, baby. Dreaming out the foreign, not to play. You know it stinks, ticks. Let it young get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though you want you. Shawty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you'll love when I'm down on it, yeah. F***ing around, spend time on it, yeah. So I came back top down. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So, mommy, you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So, mommy, you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just.
Guys, what's up? It's DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm with Emma, who just mouthed my intro because she, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if you know it by heart. You've been on here, what, 3-4 times?
Sup, guys.
Sup.
Yeah, I do. I know it all by heart.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Want my autograph?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
signature.
I know, my first autograph. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, so we went, Emma and I went to this little get together over the weekend, and we had to sign a board with, you know, sign our signature on it. And so I put, you know, my DJ name, because the guy's place who it was at, he's in my radio class. And so I put my DJ name, DJ Diamond, and then I signed my actual name, which honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if some, you know, all of you know it, because I've slipped and said my real name, what, 5,000 times on here. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even kidding. It was the worst signature I've ever done in my entire life. It looks so ugly. I like zoomed in on it on Snapchat. I was like, this is the worst signature I've ever seen. I'm so.
It wasn't that bad.
It was so. No, I didn't like it. It like my pen lifted up on my N. And so it. Well, you know, my actual name. So the N on the. N is the last letter of my last name, because I'm not going to say my real name. And so the cursive N, you know, it has a little loop at the end, and my pen lifted up and then like skidded across my first name. And I was like, well, you had one job, Alyssa. I mean, DJ Diamond. There I go, slipping.
He like, probably like erased it shortly after anyway.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised.
You little jerk.
I know. It was so ugly, though. So honestly, thank you for erasing it, because it was horrendous. Like, it was so horrendous. I couldn't look at it. But, okay, so this for this next article, I'm going to talk about how Anne Hathaway recently had a child, and it was a boy. And the reason, okay, I know my show, I feel like, is very aimed around Kardashian kind of things, but the reason I brought this article up was because within this last week, I rewatched for probably the 5,000th time the Princess Diaries series with Anne Hathaway in it. And I'm not even kidding. I love that movie. I will always love the first Princess Diaries. I think, what, there's two. Because in the second one, she goes to Genovia and, like, practices the horse thing, and, like, the leg falls off.
She's got a wooden leg.
But I love that movie. And so when I saw this article, I wanted to kind of talk about it, just because as a child, I grew up watching The Princess Diaries. I feel like I'm talking about it like it was a show, but it was really just a movie I was obsessed with, because I'm not kidding, guys. I, like, wanted to be a princess. Like, anything that was glamorous, I wanted to do. First, I wanted to be a dancer, you know, like, like a Britney Spears back, you know, dancer. Then I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to be Britney Spears. I'm going to be a singer. And then I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to be, like, a singer and a dancer, because Britney Spears is a singer and a dancer. And then I saw this and I was like, I want to be a princess.
I want to be a princess.
So basically, what it, you know, if you guys haven't picked up on it yet, anything glamorous, like, I want to do. Anything that...
DJ Diamond.
Diamond. Flashy, glitzy, anything. Yeah. Anything that has, like, flashes, cameras, action. Lights. Let's take pictures. Yes. Let's, you know, have thousands of people listen to you worldwide. I'm going to do it. So... But yeah, so I, you know, I love the Princess Diaries, and the article just talks about how she officially has the job, that she is a mom, and the intern star, for me, I know her as the Princess Diaries star, welcomed her first child, a baby boy, with her husband, Adam Schulman, on Thursday, March 24th. The couple have named their son Jonathan Rosebanks Schulman. The 33-year-old actress's pregnancy was first revealed in November, and she has stepped out several times since, including going to the Vanity Fair's Oscar party, giving fans a peek at her growing baby bump. I meant baby bump.
Okay, her husband is not cute.
No, he's really not. I don't know if she's taller than him because she's in heels or what, but I don't know. Height for me is a big thing.
I don't know.
He's just like, you look at him and you wouldn't look twice at him. But, you know, everyone has their type.
To each their own.
Exactly. I think she's very pretty. I think she's, I don't know. She's always been like a really pretty,
you know, wishing woman to me. That she grows her hair out long again.
Like Princess Diaries long?
Yeah.
I know. I remember when they did the makeover in that movie and she went from, you know, a little nerdy school, private school girl to like princess.
From this to this.
I give you voila.
Yeah. A princess.
Yeah, that was so cute.
My favorite part.
And her hair was so it was like literally like her hair was perfect. Yeah, it was like in that
glossy
movie.
And brushed.
Yes, I was like, how do I get that? So
sign me up for that job.
But yeah, while she was pregnant, she did step out a little bit, but she was actually one of the stars who kind of stayed, you know, away from the cameras, away from the paparazzi while she was pregnant. And I think that's honestly for the better. I probably wouldn't want to be out getting, you know, flashes everywhere while I'm pregnant. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that's a time to kind of just like chill, relax, do your own thing, you know, prepare and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so... I mean, then it goes on, like, down at the end of the article, it's, like, 17 times Anne Hathaway looked stunning on the red carpet. And, like, the little, it's a video, but the thumbnail is, like, her with short blonde hair. And she actually looks really cute.
I like her blonde.
Me, too. I feel like she's, like, one of those people who can kind of pull off, like, any color.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I just kind of wanted to talk about that because I thought it was cute. And it reminded me of when I would watch The Princess Diaries when I was little. So, okay, now back to the Kardashians. I don't know if any of you have seen over social media or, you know, on online that the Kardashians, their whole family took a trip to Vail, Colorado. Did you see things on Instagram from that?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see anything? Oh my God, there was thousands. I mean, it's probably also because I follow like five, like not only the Kardashians, but like fan accounts too.
Yeah.
But there was like a ton of pictures, but they went to Vail, Colorado, and they just kind of, I want to say they did like a week to a week and a half with the whole family there. But, you know, no shocker, Kylie Jenner left early. I think to go be with her boyfriend, honestly. I wouldn't be surprised. So
I'm surprised he wasn't even there. Usually she takes
him with her. Oh, yeah. No, I don't think he was there. I know Kanye was and Scott was. But I don't think Tyga was. Mm. But yeah, she left early. Shocker, shocker. She's a little
a rebel child, doesn't like to be
she's very like
in a family unit for too long.
No, and I don't know, like, I mean, I know I've said before, like, I'm very friend oriented, like, I would never leave a family trip though, like, what the heck. Like, I mean, I'm ballsy but not that ballsy. But what kind of caught my attention, so when I was scrolling through Instagram, I saw this picture of North, who I think is so cute. I don't know how you...
Yeah, I think she's cute.
I think she's adorable. I did think she was an ugly baby, though. I thought she was kind of ugly.
I thought she was a cute baby. Maybe, like, a little alien-like, but...
Like the alien emoji? Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But there was a picture of her, and she's wearing this cute little, black ski outfit with the little overalls. It's a little black overall ski outfit with a little like booties on, and she has this little camo like thermal turtleneck. And oh my gosh, guys, my flipping allergies, I can't. And when I was like scrolling, I stopped and looked at it, and I was like, is she wearing extensions? And I swear, I had to turn my brightness up because the picture's kind of dark and I couldn't tell. And believe it or not, Northwest had extensions in. Okay, how do you feel about a child, I want to say she's 3, having extensions? Okay, they're cute extensions. They're like the little Chloe braids, you know, that Chloe does, mm-hmm. the inside out braid. And, you know, they're long. But I don't know, how do you feel about a child who's 3 years old having extensions?
Are they braided into her hair?
I mean, here, let me show you the picture. This picture is so cute. I mean, it is cute, but I just feel like she's very young for... I mean, I don't even have extensions. I used to have eyelash extensions, but I've never had hair extensions.
Yeah, she's really cute.
She is cute.
I wonder if they're braided in or it's just kind of like a little snap-on thing,
like a
you
little,
know?
Yeah, like the clip-ons.
If they were braided in, that's a little much.
I don't know.
That hurts.
She's so young. I mean, yeah. I know it's cute. But, like, she's 3 years old.
Maybe for funsies, but that's not for funsies. It's for
fashion.
Yeah. Making a statement as a 3-year-old.
Penelope had
extensions too,
put in, too. Yeah.
I mean, they look freaking adorable.
I think they do.
But.
Like, long Princess Rapunzel hair.
Where do you draw the line, honestly?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I just feel like she's very young. I think her and Penelope are very young. And for them to both have extensions in, I'm like, people, I don't even have extensions. I'm like, the farthest I've gone to extensions are eyelash extensions. And I mean, I took mine off because I just kind of got like, one, they're a lot to, you know, keep up with. But also it's just kind of, I'm like a picker. So like, and you're not supposed to pick eyelash extensions because they're glued to your real eyelashes. So that was another reason I took them off, was because I would pick at them and then I wouldn't just take off the extension. I would take off my actual real eyelash. So that was an abort mission kind of
hard pass on that one.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I think I want to stop.
I saw Alyssa in the cafeteria and I like looked at her eyelashes and she's like, dude, I have no lashes left. She literally had 3 lashes on her lash line.
You know what, Emma? You know what?
No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
But... No, yeah, I'm just like a picker. So honestly, you know, I'll have gel on my fingernails, and
as soon as one chips, you gotta pick it all off.
No,
right?
Are you like that?
Oh yeah,
because I
the
am
crap out of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and it's fun to pick off mm-hmm. because it comes off as a whole piece pretty much. But also because my nails are oily, they don't last as long as other, you know, gel manicures do on other people. So it's just easy to pick. But yeah, for those of you who don't know, I'm a picker. I'll pick anything.
And she has. Oily nail beds.
Yes, I have oily nail beds, so like my gel will lift off within like a week and a half, and everyone's like, isn't that supposed to last like 2 to 3 weeks? I'm like, you know what, screw you. Like Jesus Christ. But yeah, I don't know, like I think yeah, that North and Penelope, they look cute with extensions, but how much is too much? Here, Emma, look at this. I'm going to show Emma the little one with Penelope. It's so cute. She's standing with
her.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I saw.
Yeah. Auntie Chloe. And they're smiling. It's a really cute picture. They're both smiling. I feel like Penelope's kind of like, what's going on? But they both have little, you know, braids in. And it's cute. But I don't know. For me, it's kind of too much. I wouldn't put extensions in like a 3-year-old's hair. At least if it was my child, you know, to each their own. But for me, I probably would not do that.
Yeah. Same.
Same, man. So... Not only are the Kardashians putting hair extensions in their, their children's hair, but Caitlyn Jenner is, you know, going into, you know, beauty products, and she is actually getting her own MAC lipstick, and it comes with a slew of ugly comments. How do you feel? I want to know your opinion. What is...
On Caitlyn Jenner as a whole? Like, the whole?
Kind of both. Like as... You know, Caitlyn Jenner as herself, and then Caitlyn Jenner, who is now releasing MAC lipstick. Yeah.
Honestly, it's like a really controversial subject, and I don't mind the whole thing of her being her, like Bruce turning into Caitlyn or whatever, I don't mind it. It's just, I feel like it's being shoved down our throats so much. Like, accept this. Like, who the hell are you if you don't, like, appreciate who she is as a person? Well, it's kind of a shock, especially people who follow the family and stuff. So it's, like, hard for people to accept. But I don't know. I don't look down on her or him. Her.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. So I talked about her a lot in my second show of this semester, and I apparently kept saying him.
Yeah.
And the amount of people that came up to me at school and they were like, you know, you were calling Caitlyn Jenner a him. And I'm thinking, okay, guys, well, when it's a him for so long, it's hard to get the pronouns right. Like, I'm not saying it to disrespect her.
And that's what I don't like, is when people start doing that, when people start correcting you and getting, like, yeah, offensive. It's like, who cares?
Like, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to insult the person.
I agree.
Jesus Christ. Like, really, doesn't matter that much.
I know. And I'm like, I'm not kidding. The people who would come up to me, I would literally, I'm not even kidding, I would give the biggest eye roll and literally be like, okay, well, when it's been a him for so long, the switching of the pronouns is going to be hard. Like, I'm like, you guys know I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just, it's hard to, you know, switch pronouns when I've known her as Bruce Jenner ever since I started watching that show and found out, you know, who and how Bruce became himself and, you know, the Olympics and all that stuff.
What shade of lipstick is it?
Red.
Of course it is.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a very, I feel like, bold lippy.
Wasn't he wearing red lipstick or she wearing red lipstick in her...
Vanity Fair.
Yeah, Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, I'll show you the picture. The picture on the article is just him looking in a mirror putting on this red lipstick. And I swear, she has better boobs than I feel like anyone is ever going to have. So... but yeah, she, you know what? Go ahead. Go and correct me, people. Do it. I dare you. She is coming out with a MAC lipstick. And basically, it's only one. It's not a line. Yeah. So it's not, you know, like Rihanna's or Ariana Grande who have, you know, collaborated with MAC and come out with lines of things. It's just that one lippy. But I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I'm not surprised it got a slew of ugly comments. It's like listing, like, you know, cue the transphobic haters. And I'm not a transphobic hater, but I mean, I can, you know, there are people who are. Someone commented, I don't want to live on this planet anymore. Not right at all. Really, Mac? I was a big fan of Mac Cosmetics. After this, I think I'm not anymore. You're making it okay to become a transgender to the young, and anyone can represent MAC nowadays. Others specifically questioned Jenner's identity as a female with comments like, yeah, you go, Bruce. Couldn't have found a woman for this ad. This is no woman, and he was born a man, and he stays a man. No surgery will change that. I think that's harsh. That's definitely harsh. I'm not a transphobic hater at all. I don't know. To me, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't hate on the fact that he's transgender and he's coming out with a lippy, but I just feel like he hasn't been doing makeup for that. Okay. Before.
He doesn't know anything about makeup because only been a woman for what?
A year and a half.
Oh, Jesus. I thought it was shorter.
No, yeah. It's like a year and a half to 2 years. Like, he's only just been doing, at least in the public eye, for a year and a half to 2 years. I mean, I know Kim and Khloe and Courtney have said that they've seen him dress as a woman when they were younger, like during the middle of the night. But I don't think he had makeup on. Like, they just stated that he was dressed as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's kind of offensive in the sense that he hasn't been doing his makeup for a long time and he's already signing with beauty companies.
Like a big company.
Yeah, MAC is huge. Yeah. MAC has had, you know, they've collaborated with Rihanna, Ariana Grande. They've collaborated with Kat Von D. They've collaborated with a ton of great female, you know.
Role models.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. Like, I mean, it is what it is, but and it's only one lipstick, but I don't know. It's to me, which I just read that because it was so funny because I heard people joking about it. They were like, oh, what's she going to do next? Come out with like a beauty line. And what do you know? She's coming out with a MAC lipstick. Like MAC people. Like M-A-C, MAC. Like that's a huge beauty company. I don't know. That's crazy. But I mean,
even though, even like in the comment of, you know, anyone can represent MAC, even though it's like weird and Caitlyn hasn't been doing her makeup for that long, she still is this, like, this big idol for a lot of people. And didn't she get like a Nobel Peace Prize or something?
She got that award at the ESPN.
Not Nobel Peace Prize, what am I talking about?
No. But you, I mean, it's kind of along the same lines. Not ESPN, the ESPYs. She received an award for being like some courage award. But I mean, I have my own opinion on that.
Yeah, because it was because like,
it could have been given to that one wounded soldier in Iraq or in Afghanistan. And to me, I definitely took offense to that because here is a man who's risked his life and had his legs and arms, I want to believe. I know it's legs for sure, and I want to say it was his arms, amputated because he was blown up. And Caitlyn Jenner took that award home instead of this man who risked his life. I don't know. To me, I mean, I know it wasn't just me. It was a lot of, like, there was several people who I talked to who they were like, this is so wrong on so many levels. Like, you... Good for you, Caitlyn Jenner, for being such a huge role model in, like, the transgender community. Mm-hmm. But you just, like, to me, I don't know. I just felt like it was messed. You took
something that wasn't exactly meant for
exactly
what you did.
Like, yeah, that's courageous. But, like, look at this man. He's still living. And he literally went into the war and was blown up. He sacrificed
his life for Caitlyn. For Caitlyn to have the freedom to
that she
turn.
Does. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That, to me, that was offensive.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was... I think that was kind of the turning point for a lot of people.
I think so, too. Or, like,
the deal breaker. You know, if she would have turned and... Or he would have turned into Caitlyn, and it was just maybe, like, a smoother transition, like a gradual transition.
Yeah.
And not, like, getting awarded and praised right off the bat and stuff, I think...
I agree.
People would have warmed up to it a bit
better. Oh, gosh. I could say so many things about that, but because we're coming to an end, I'm not going to. But... I don't know. That was, to me, I remember I was watching it with my mom and we were just like
stunned
because it was, they show the whole, like, you know, they compare the two, you know, nominees and then they're like, and the award goes to Caitlyn. And I'm like, are you for real right now?
Yeah, I think
I'm
everyone's like, jaws dropped.
Like the only people who were happy, I'm pretty sure, were the Kardashian and Jenner family. And everyone was stood there and they were like, wait, what?
I don't know. I like would April be kind Fools? Of like, what the hell if I was his... family.
Yeah, I don't know. But okay, so that wraps it up for my makeup segment, you know, since as you guys know, it's a Wednesday, not a Friday. But don't worry, I will be on this Friday, which is what, 2 days from now, from 6 to 7. Mm-hmm. So you guys can still listen in this Friday, and I will be here. But thank you so much for listening. I'm wrapping up my 6th show, so Friday will be 7. Oh my gosh. That's I only
time.
And
then,
yeah, and then I have show 8, which is my last one, and I think I want to say I feel like I missed one, but I don't think I did. I think that's it. Like, this is the only show I've had to basically kind of make up.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So yes, I will be here talking with you guys about, you know, the hottest celebrity gossip this week. You know, I kind of wrapped up celebrity gossip from last week since I didn't do a show. But thank you so much for listening. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu with me, your host, DJ Diamond. Thank you so much, guys.
You so important. Everything you do shows me you know it. Behind it all, you are the motive. Don't tell you enough.